Restoring My Soul, Friday, the 27th of January. The Glorious and Beautiful Branch. The prophet Isaiah declared, "In that day the branch of the Lord shall be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and appealing for those of Israel who have escaped. And it shall come to pass that he who is left in Zion and remains in Jerusalem will be called holy, that is, sanctified, everyone who is recorded among the living in Jerusalem." In the first instance, the branch of the Lord is Christ. The prophet Zechariah declared, "Behold, the man whose name is the branch, from his place he shall branch out, and he shall build the temple of the Lord." Jeremiah described this branch as an almond tree. Significantly, the lampstand of Moses' tabernacle was fashioned in the form of an almond tree. Christ branches out as we, who are living stones, are being built together into the temple of his body. His body is the church, which is depicted in the book of Revelation as seven golden lampstands. Importantly, those in the seven churches who receive Christ's initiative to cleanse them from the presumption of eating their own food and wearing their own apparel are obtaining their sanctification as those who are left in Zion and are remaining in the New Jerusalem. They are being established as part of a lampstand church. It is described as beautiful and glorious, manifesting the fruit of light, which is the sevenfold Spirit of God in the whole world. Notably, those who have escaped the judgment of God by choosing to participate in the offering and sufferings of Christ are recorded among the living in Jerusalem. Their names are recorded in the Book of Life, which is the tree of life in the middle of the heavenly city. The substance of their sonship is fed to them by the Spirit through the fruit of the tree of life as they participate in the Lord's agape meal. The references used in today's devotions are Isaiah chapter 4 verses 2 to 3, Zechariah chapter 6 verse 12, Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 11, Exodus chapter 25 verses 31 to 40, John chapter 2 verse 21, Ephesians chapter 2 verses 19 to 22, Colossians chapter 1 verse 18, Revelation chapter 1 verse 20, and Revelation chapter 22 verse 19. For further study, Isaiah chapter 11.